Governor Beshear is recommending almost $100 million in budget cuts over the course of the next 2 years. It would mean a 5% reduction for many state agencies during the first year. The governor's office admits such cuts could mean delays in service, facility closures, and even employee layoffs. Under his plan, higher education officials would see a 2.5% cut.
There is simply no way to create enough money to make the needed investments in pre-K through 12th grade unless higher education is included in the reductions.
While the budget cuts suggested are significant, the governor's proposed two-year budget would increase per-pupil funding for kindergarten through high school to its highest level ever. Kentucky Education Commissioner Terry Holliday says the budget focuses on the competitive workforce of the future. Holliday, who continues to wrestle with a vocal condition, regrets his educators' gains come at the cost of other state agencies.
I think it's critical that the General Assembly take up tax reform and take up expanded gaming to put more money back into state agencies that provide much-needed services and also possibly fund more funds for higher education.
Eastern Kentucky University President Michael Benson says his school's internal reallocation of money last spring included setting some funds aside. So, although a 2.5% cut means almost $2 million at Eastern, Benson says it appears to be manageable.
I look at my friends and colleagues at other campuses that have pension liabilities and some other encumbrances, and it could be a lot worse for us, and so I think we'll be okay. I mean, that said, it's a cut. You know, a cut's a cut, but it could have been a lot worse.
Governor Beshear's budget does recommend a number of capital improvements. They include phase two of the science building project at EKU and a first-time parking deck on the Richmond campus. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.